We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, 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 internet. How's it going this evening? It's a fine evening, Friday evening. Pretty good weather here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 505. Mr. B here from Rolling Off Track Podcasts. It's myself and, as always, DJ Problems. How's it going, DJ?
What's up, buddy? How's it going, man?
It's going good, man. It's another episode 44, giving it to the listeners from all over, from near and far, buddy, near and far.
Near and far, huh?
Near and far, buddy.
We doing it all the way across the world, man. We're trying to get on the internet, do it worldwide.
Yes, sir.
Get our names out there, man. Doing Rock Pod.
Rock Pod. Rock Pod official, just like DJ Problems official, huh?
Yes, sir. You know it.
cool. Yeah. And, as always, guest, welcome. Come in seconds, minutes, join us, talk about whatever, get rolling off track. Again, this week, some people, they gave some feedback. They like him. They like, some stuff that, Just the way us three were rolling off track. So here again, number 44, Steve from Brewpod. How's it going, Steve?
What's up there, 505 Albuquerque, rolling off track, folks. Good to be back. Feeling very welcome from my brothers here at the Rolling Off Track podcast, and just so stoked to be back again, rolling it up.
Rolling it up. Cool. Yeah, glad to have you back. We enjoyed chit-chatting with you, rolling off track, so... glad you're here to join us, number 44.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Cool. All right. And I guess one thing that we can add at the beginning of the episode is we're doing this live on the internet, mixlr.com/rotpod. So if you're listening to this recorded, downloaded later in the week, just know that next time we'll be doing this live. So if you want to join us live, there's a chat room. You can chat, hit it up. Cool. So you guys doing good this evening?
Doing real good, thanks. Yeah, just chilling. Here on the East Coast, all is quiet, and I think pretty much been working this whole week out to get to the weekend and get back to podcasting. So, you know, exciting times being back again.
Right. We're definitely glad to have you back on, Mr. Brewpod. We had some crazy stuff, man. We were getting down on our episode, dude. We were having a good time.
That's for sure.
there was hashtag madness, bro. There was just,
oh my God,
nonstop laughing, man. It was great. It was really great to just have all three of us collabing together, bro. We were just having an amazing time, dude. It was definitely awesome. And then, you know, right after that, jumping on your, podcast as well, man, staying up super late and then boarding the next morning, dude. You know what I mean? It was awesome doing that, man. I had a fun time on your guys' show too, man. So you guys showed me much love on the East Coast, dude. That was hella cool. I really appreciate that, man. And, I'm looking forward to going out there, dude. I'm really looking forward to, just being shown how you guys doing it.
Oh yeah. We can't wait to have you guys out here. It was definitely fun times had by all. And, oh man, just the, going back to what you were saying about that last week's episode on rolling off track, Mr. B, I got to tell you that I was in my car this week, on my way into work, and I was listening to, the playback on that. And, I couldn't help but just like chuckle and have like a just like an ear to ear grin like during the whole thing. I was reliving all the fun we were having, and
no doubt.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there in the car like laughing or snickering and chuckling, you know, and I know these people that are driving next to me are like, what is that guy doing, you know? Whatever, man, it's all good, you know. But we had a good time, and we definitely had a good time afterward, DJ, having you on the brew. And you know, I think the very unfortunate thing in that whole deal is that I think that I've pretty much come to the conclusion that about 80% of that episode was lost based on recording issues.
Yeah, well, what happened and whatnot?
Yeah, my call recorder with Skype, just not to get into too many details, but it failed pretty much. And then halfway through that, I basically fixed it, but to fix it, I would have had to restart and end the Skype call, and it was a nightmare. But we rolled with it, and it was off the cuff, and we had a lot of organic and natural kind of conversation, and it was pretty random. We were definitely carrying on, rolling off track, true fashion, and we were doing Mr. B proud. And
No doubt.
But yeah, that one I think is lost, so we're gonna have to go back at it and get you back on there again. But the good thing is that we'll be able to have Mr. B, because you know you guys won't have to get up and go boarding the next day.
All right, definitely, man.
Cool. So the recording it didn't happen, or
it did. Yeah, it did. I think we recorded maybe a good 15 or 20 minutes of it before things started really failing. And then pretty much while the other side of the conversation was going on, while DJ was talking to my other guys, I was on the other end trying to resolve the issue and re-downloading and reinstalling my call recorder with Skype. And then when it was all said and done, basically it wanted me to shut down the whole thing and restart the computer for all the changes to take effect.
Yep.
So I would have had to end the podcast and then come back to it. At that point, it was okay, too late.
So you had to restart on your Mac?
Yeah.
PC or Mac, buddy. PC or Mac.
I know you love that.
You had to do the same thing and restart it, buddy.
You love it. I know you do. You PC loving fool.
PC loving.
Speaking of fools, by the way, this fool, Mr. B, he's going to sit there and throw salt on the wound on me on Sunday. Uh-oh. And he knew that it was way too soon to be texting me. And this fool is going to sit there and text me, "Go Niners."
Go Niners.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
That was a good game, huh? That was a good game, man. At the beginning of the first half was kind of intense.
Oh. God, it was so intense, bro. Oh man, I was having a good time at the house, and I was talking a lot of smack myself to Mr. B and to a couple other folks I know. And once it was all said and done, I don't think I could be talked to for at least maybe 24 to 48 hours after that game. I couldn't be talked to by anybody.
A lot of people are giving you crap about that.
Oh, bro, you have no idea. They were eating me up left and right.
Cool. Yeah, that's one of the things I watched this past week was the Niners, Panthers game, and Niners won. Yeah. So this Sunday, they're going to face off against the Seahawks. So
good luck. Good luck to you guys.
And I don't know if we're going to continue this, but I just want to say hashtag beat the Seahawks.
hashtag cut the bird wing off.
Yep. So, I guess another thing I've been watching, watched Transformers 3 Dark of the Moon.
Good one.
Good one, yes, sir. And another one is Dark Knight, the first one.
Nice, very nice. Mm-hmm. Batman Begins?
No, I guess it's the second one.
Oh, okay.
The one with Joker.
Right, good one.
Yep, it's a good one, man. I was watching that, watched some Transformers. And one TV show that I was watching that I got into the past few days was, The Treehouse Masters.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is pretty good. You sit down and you watch it, and this guy builds these tree houses, these real nice tree houses, and he starts off using he actually uses the trees to like a base, and he goes off that, and it's a pretty good show. You guys watch the previews or anything?
I've seen maybe two or three episodes here at the house. I thought it was a pretty decent show. I enjoyed it. I liked what he was doing. I thought it was pretty interesting, kind of in a world of, reality filled TV as it is. It was a little bit of a breath of fresh air to see somebody building something, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty cool that he had his son too beside him, and he's just they're pretty much, experts, because they weren't really going off of anything, just offhand and just experience, I guess.
It was definitely good, and he knows his stuff.
Yeah, and the highest price that somebody's paid that I've seen was this family, they paid $150,000 to have a treehouse built near their house. So that's as much as a house to have someone build a treehouse next to them.
It's crazy.
150 G's.
Very, very crazy. You know you're making bank when you can just shell out that kind of money for a treehouse, which used to be a little play area for kids.
Yep. Yeah, I guess that's what I watched and what I played. Twisted Metal, PS3. If you guys remember that, Twisted Metal.
I know, yeah. DJ does.
Yeah.
So I played some of that. Played some more Madden 25. Played some Sonic Racing on the Vita. I haven't really watched any movies off the Vita. I watched a couple of Netflix, but then I got my tablet, so that I use my tablet for my Netflix right now. But other than that, I just use the Vita for games, and you know, a lot of people out there that like to use it for like music and video, and I guess you can use Skype on that too. But I hardly use any of those for any other thing, just except for playing. So you guys ever see anybody use their handhelds for anything else?
I see some friends use them for like movies and stuff. I'm like, man, I got a question, dude. Like, you say you watch Netflix on your tablet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you like Netflix on a tablet as opposed to the TV? I mean, do you like just sitting there with something small and compact in your hand? Or do you like actually watching it on a big TV screen? You know what I mean? Like, what's your opinion on that? Do you prefer that more? Do you prefer that more than watching it on TV?
No.
Is it easier?
It's easier if you're not in your chair, you know, cause every guy has to have a chair. I don't know if you guys have a chair. have it called the chair.
Yeah, I got the chair in the studio, man. You know what I mean? It's the chair that I always sit in, you know?
Yeah, what about you, Steve? You have the chair?
Oh, yes, sir.
So, yeah, if I'm not in the chair, then that's the tablet. It does pretty good, but I'd rather prefer sitting in your home theater environment and watching TV that way. So, but right. the way I watch Netflix is just like late at night, I guess, you know, like let's say after the podcast and still up and wanting to watch something. So that's when I would be sitting up in bed and just watching some Netflix.
Yeah. You know, I do that with the MacBook, bro. You know, like I'm doing some music. I'll lay in bed with that thing on the side, like on the side on the pillow, and just have my machine with me and just kind of doing that or watching Netflix or YouTube, you know?
Yeah. I guess since we're talking about Netflix, I've been catching up on my Transformers, the animated series. I've been catching up on that because I don't know if you guys heard the new Transformers, how they go into it's almost like the Dinobots, but they I guess they're transforming into that now. Do you guys know about that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, but I'm catching up on my Transformers. I do like the Transformers.
Oh yeah, huge fan of Transformers. Old school, definitely. I haven't seen anything new, but I've still got all the old school stuff on a hard drive, ready to go.
You gotta swap hard drives, dude. I gotta get some old schools, dude.
Oh yeah. I'll load you up when you come out here.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah, maybe there's might be some more stuff, but you guys will maybe click a memory and I'll join in on that. But who wants to go next? What you play? What you watch?
I got a memory. Mr. B sent me some stuff while I was working out. He sends me this Method Man video and a Red Man video, and so I'm watching it and stuff. And then he tells me, he's like, "Bro, that was me. I slap Method Man's head." I was like, "What?
Oh, yeah."
I was all pumped, man. So I'm like watching these videos he's sending me and stuff, man. It was dope. I was like, "Dude, that's so cool, man." They were getting down, man. They were getting hype and shit. It was cool.
Yeah, Method Man, that was a good show, man. They were up there smoking, and you could, smoke was everywhere, and they were afraid to do that up there, man. It was good.
Hell yeah, blaze up.
And after a while, you can tell their movement was kind of slowing down a little bit. At first, they were all hyped and jumping around, and after a while, it was like started relaxing and just started getting mellow. But it was still a good show, though. Still a good show.
That happened at the game, man. Everybody was smoking in the what was it? The convention center. And oh man, dude, everybody at first was all hype, and then all of a sudden halfway through the show, everybody's like burnt out, and you could tell people's like on a whole nother level, like no energy. They're trying to hype them up and shit like that. And you're like, damn, everybody's blitzed, whether you smoked or not.
I bet some people go into those shows like, I'm not going to do that stuff. And I don't want to see that stuff. But then you got to, you're in the middle of it. Yeah.
It's just one of those things, you know what I mean?
Blaze up.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're watching more YouTube videos?
Me?
Yeah.
I was posting some stupid ones up there, man. I got a kick out of some good ones, dude. Like, did you see some of the ones I was posting?
Those vines?
Well, they were like vines and stuff like that, like on my like personal profile and stuff on my like Facebook, and, but on Twitter and things There were some funny ones I had, dude. There was, I don't know, there's a dude that tried to jump into a froze over swimming pool, and he was just in a Speedo, man, and he tries to cannonball into it, and I swear to God, the life jumps out of this dude when he hits that ice. it's one of the greatest things, dude. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Epic fails on YouTube. What about you, Steve?
Yeah, I watched a few YouTube videos this week. I got down on a couple of, you know, crazy People of Walmart videos that had me chuckling. I was laughing pretty heavy on some of that stuff. That's just crazy, man. And then I got down on a few, new movie trailers. You know, I like to go on there and check out the new movie trailers and stuff like that they're posting, and, excited about that new RoboCop movie, man. I don't care who you are, what you say, man. RoboCop was the shit back in the day.
You're right.
And it's pretty awesome to see them kind of revamping that with all the technology and stuff they have for movies, these days.
RoboCop.
Yeah. And then they made him all blacked out, man. They murdered him out this
time. Oh, shit.
It looks nice, huh?
Yeah, man. It's dope. And, you know, there's a couple other movies, I'm excited about seeing. I tried to go see that Lone Survivor last week. I don't know if you guys caught that, but it was sold out where I went. And, so I was pretty bummed about that. I ended up seeing the new Hobbit movie instead.
Hobbit, yeah.
How was that?
It was pretty good. Surprisingly, my wife, enjoyed it a lot more than I did. And she's not even really a sci-fi or, you know, fantasy, fan of any sort, but, she was definitely enjoying it a lot better than me. I don't know. It was good. Don't get me wrong. It's just kind of one of those things where sometimes I get a bit let down if it's not as epic as the first. Yeah. So, yeah. And then, you know, there was kind of some issues with the 3D. It was a little bit kind of fuzzed out and out of focus, and the people at the theater didn't really do anything about it. So that was kind of frustrating, but
you watched it in 3D?
Sorry?
You watched it in 3D?
Yeah, I watched it in 3D. There's a new theater around the corner from my house. It's so dope, man. They got these, leather recliners, man. and you just sit back and relax like you're at home in these leather recliners, bro.
That sounds like my kind of spot, man. You gotta take me there when we get out there, bro.
Hashtag fo show.
Oh, fuck. It's hashtag, bro. It's hashtag official. Fo show.
But oh man, and it's so dope because like the concessions, you go buy them, but when you need to go get a refill, you can just go serve yourself and get your own drink.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, you don't have to stand in line or nothing, which is pretty awesome. And, but yeah, the recliners, man, that's like a deal breaker, man. That's so awesome.
Do they serve like restaurant food in there?
Well, they serve, they don't walk in and serve you at the movie, but, you can go back to the concession counter and you can get like White Castle burgers and, you know, White Castle fries, of course. And you can get yourself a pizza, you know, nachos, standard movie theater stuff like hot dogs and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one of those theaters where they, bring out a menu to you and you get to order anything off of it and chow down.
No, those are pretty dope though, but this isn't one like that. But I know what you're talking about. Those are pretty nice as well.
Pretty good. One more question. Frames per second. What did you watch? The regular 24?
I have no idea, bro.
Oh, okay. Cool. Hobbit, second one. Third one's coming out, right?
Yeah. They led right on into it. They ended it pretty nicely there, so it's ready to pick right on back up.
Yep, ready to pick off from the dragon.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting to see that the dragon Smaug and how they made him and man, he was definitely pretty epic. I won't even lie, a lot of work went into that. And but one complaint my wife had was that she didn't really like that he spoke, let alone he spoke in English. You know, she said, well, he should have had like a dragon language and there should have been subtitles or something, but you know.
Oh yeah, dragon language, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's, I digress.
How does a dragon language sound?
I don't know. Maybe you should ask DJ. You know, he's probably hitting the pipe right now. He could tell you that smoke.
Bro. It's fucking mean. It's a hard language to speak, bro. Especially when your lungs collapse. I'm just kidding. Dragon language, huh? What the hell is Dragon that?
I've had a couple chicks I dated that could speak dragon language.
Damn, bro, what the fuck is that?
That's the ones that they're obviously exes.
Oh shit. Oh, just rolling off track, huh?
Yeah, rolling off track. Definitely. Yep. Other than The Hobbit, you know, going to see that and, you know, just getting my work on this week. The only thing I did, I watched a little bit of wrestling. I don't know if you guys are wrestling fans.
Wrestling fans? No. Trying to.
But, yeah, just did that, did a little bit of that and, planning on going to a live event. So trying to get some tickets to a Monday Night Raw coming up soon.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about wrestling. What was that Zeus guy from Batman, the prisoner guy? Remember that? What was he? He shows on Friday too. That big old guy.
Oh, Bane.
What was his name? No, Bane. The guy that shows on Friday. That big guy. Oh, what was his name?
Oh, Friday. Tiny Zeus Lister.
Tiny, yeah, Zeus. So wasn't he a wrestler?
I don't think so. I could be wrong. I'll have to Google him or something.
Cool, cool. I can hear some typing. You guys hear some typing?
That's like some very nervous sounding typing.
You know, and we got another guest. He wanted to join in. He was sent out a link, MixLR live broadcast of RotPod, and he joined in. And here's Jesse. Jesse, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Doing pretty good. I can hear you. We can hear your typing skills.
Doing good. Welcome, Jesse.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
By the sound of your typing, I think you're about maybe like 30 keys per second.
Mr. B coming in with a swing, man.
Hashtag Ouch. The human calculator.
There you go, right?
Actually, back in the day, I actually had a game where you played basketball, and then in order to score a basket, you had to type out the word. Get a little timer.
It's like those typing tutorials?
Oh, wow. Exactly.
Yeah, cool, cool. So how you doing, Jesse? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, my friend.
Hanging in there. Yep.
Where cool. are you calling from, Jesse?
Well, I'm originally from California, the 805, and moved to Albuquerque, and I've been here ever since.
Very yeah, nice. Buddy.
You found the rot pod.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you so how you like the rot pod, buddy?
It's been interesting. It's been great to see it grow, from when you first started doing it to here you are, episode 43 now?
44.
Yeah.
Yep, cool. And, I don't know, yeah, like me and DJ were saying, and our goal for the end of the year is to reach 100 or over.
Goodness. Yes, 100 or more.
Do it.
Do we it. Killing do it. It.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This episode with Steve again on here, it's kind of have that feeling you just want to hashtag again.
Dude, that hashtag vibes running through Mr. B,
yeah,
man.
They have that hashtag, man.
he's got the bug bite of the hashtag, dude. You got it.
If you're feeling it, bro, this is your podcast. You do what you want, man. I'm holding back, to be honest with you, but.
Oh, what? Man, Steve's got Mr. B on some newness. He's got the hashtag bug.
maybe we'll throw in a few and we'll see what the feedback is. If maybe there'll be some feedback like stop with the hashtags or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll hashtag that hashtag stop the hashtag. Cool. All right, I guess one question if you can one of your main thing you watched or played, Jesse?
Watched or played. How about this? I've actually been working because I've been meaning to get on your podcast for a while. I've made a little list of the top 5 downloadable games for 2013.
Ooh, all right, buddy.
Pretty good. All right. Is that all platforms or just one well, specific I'll, one?
I did a little research and I made sure what platforms they are. Most of them are Xbox. That's where I got them on. That's just what I own. So that's what I play them on. But some of them are available for other platforms too.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
All right. Number 5. The game is called Hidden in Plain Sight. It's from Adam Sprague Games, and it's $1 on the Xbox Live Indie Games Marketplace. It's also available for PC and the Ouya console.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that thing is. It's a local-only multiplayer game, kind of meant to play it on the couch with your friends. And basically, if you can imagine a ton of characters on screen, and the object of the game is to kill your friends, but you look like these other characters, and so you're trying to act like the computer-controlled characters while finding who your friends are. That sounds completely weird, but it's totally awesome.
Oh, okay. You said it was 99 cents, huh?
A dollar.
Cool. Pretty good.
Add a penny to that. So you can, if you have an Xbox 360, you can go to the Indie Game Marketplace, search for Hidden in Plain Sight, and there's a demo for it. So if you don't want to throw down your hard-earned dollar, you can play the demo first and see if you like it.
Cool.
Yep. So that was number five. Number four, a game called Mount Your Friends.
Oh.
It is
Hashtag rescue 911 for DJ.
It is a simulated sports-like experience from Stegosaurus Games. This one is also a dollar on the Indie Game Marketplace for Xbox 360. Unlike Hidden in Plain Sight, you can play it online with your friends if you want to. It is possibly the most fun I've had playing a game in a long time because it's so hilarious. You just have to play it with friends.
What's it titled again?
It's called Mount Your Friends.
That just made me laugh so hard, bro. I died on that one. Oh my god.
If you ever play it, it's pretty ridiculous.
Is it funny? Is
have
it
you
like
ever played the game Quap?
No. I've never heard of these games.
Well, Quap was that ridiculous game where you try to make the guy run, but you can only control his like ankles. You guys have never heard of this game?
No.
Well, you Quap. Guys should go play Quap because it's ridiculous.
How do you spell that?
Quop. Because that's how you controlled his legs. Like Q was his shin, W was his ankle for his left leg, and then O and P was the shin and ankle for his right leg. But basically, Mount Your Friends is like that, except with a goat and bodybuilders, and it is ridiculously hilarious.
Oh my god, you have no idea. It's hilarious. We haven't even played it, we're laughing.
Yeah, I think I actually cried the first time I started playing it, because basically, you're trying to build this tower of men by climbing a goat. And, yeah, there's just like this inspirational music going and there's grunting noises. It's, it's ridiculously funny.
Dude, is it on, Xbox?
It is on computer? Xbox 360.
Well, Mr. B, you should, check this out, buddy, and, let me know what you think. I don't have an Xbox, but.
Oh, okay.
If you run into it, man, definitely give me a mix down and a feedback on it.
Well, Mr. B, if you ever want to try it out, I have it on mine, so.
Oh, okay.
All right, number three, One Finger Death Punch from Silver Dollar Games.
As opposed to five?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's also a dollar, and it's on the Indie Game Marketplace. It's only a one-player game, and despite the title One Finger, you actually play with two buttons, basically X and B. You control a stick figure fighter who knows kung fu, and basically these guys are attacking you, and you either push X or B to hit them. But the better you are at it, the faster the game gets. So you can go from like 100% speed to up to like 150%, and it gets really fast. And so that's a dollar, and it's a ton of gameplay for a dollar, which is awesome.
So it's just like how fast you can tap the buttons with your fingers?
Basically, except you can't button mash, because if you mistime it, you'll get hit, and then you'll start dying, obviously. So it's kind of like a rhythm game, but you're fighting in it.
Okay,
so
cool.
So in other words, you can't just be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with your keys, if you know what I mean.
Oh, shit. Steve knows what the real business is, bro.
You can't be no less than 30 words a minute.
The nice part about the game, is that it has different difficulty settings. The hardest difficulty setting is called No Luca No. Luca being the cat of the guy who developed the game. And so what that does to the game is you're playing the game, fighting these dudes, and then all of a sudden this cat just appears on the screen and blocks the television. And so you have to, like, push it out of the way so you can keep playing. And it's pretty wild because you're trying to fight these guys and there's this cat butt in your way. Kind of like in real life, you know?
What's the game called again?
It's called One Finger Death Punch.
Oh, you're still talking? Okay.
You think they're going to make up to five?
Yeah. Cool, cool. All right, number two. You're on number two, right?
Number two, yes. Number two is called Spelunky from Moss Mouth Games.
Oh, okay. I see that everywhere, and I just haven't gotten a chance to try it. It's even on a PS Vita, too.
Yeah, it's on XBLA, Steam, and the PlayStation Network. It's a 1-4 player game, and it's a platformer, but it's kind of a rogue platformer, which basically means there's not a whole lot of instructions, and you learn basically everything by dying. So you die a lot. And it's one of those games I recommend that you check out the demo first to make sure you're going to like it, because if you don't like dying and you don't like failure, you will hate this game because you will die a lot.
Is it like those old school games where you can't save it? You just start all over?
Basically. You can unlock shortcuts as you go through the game to start at the various levels. Cause you basically start in the cave and you're trying to go down, farther. And after you get past the cave, there's a jungle. And after you get past the jungle, there's, ice caves. And then after you get past the ice caves, there's a temple. And then there's even more after that. I just haven't gotten that far. But there's like aliens and cavemen and killer bees and all sorts of things that are trying to kill you as you're doing it.
Wu-Tang killer bees?
Oh shit.
Like humongous bees, like bigger than your character bees. But yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Is it like this killer bee? Catch a swollen heart from not growing smart. I put bad pressure on only whack rhymes and get hurt. Sits plate like zodiac signs and sweatshirt. That's minimum. And feminine like sandals. My minimum table stacks the first on a gamble. Energy is felt. No, they're
not like that.
I love that answer, bro.
The nice thing about the game is that it randomizes the levels after you die. So you're never, it's not like Mario where if you die, you basically play through the same exact thing again. So sometimes when you die, it gets easier. And sometimes when you die, it gets harder. But it keeps changing the levels around. So you're never really playing the same thing twice. So there's a lot of replay value in it.
Okay, cool. Give us the game one more time, buddy.
The name is Spelunky.
Cool, cool. Spelunky. Yeah, I think I'm going to get that next for my Vita.
Totally should. You might want to think about getting it on something else so you can play with more people. But if you play your Vita a lot, that probably makes sense.
Cool, cool. All right. Number one.
Number one. My favorite downloadable game of 2013 was called Monaco.
Monaco. Sounds like a racing game.
It's not, though. It's basically, if you can imagine this, take Pac-Man, and it has a baby with Hitman, and you end up with kind of Monaco.
Pac-Man? Is that legal?
I don't know.
Would you say Pac-Man and Hitman?
Yeah. Basically, you play from a top-down perspective, like Pac-Man, so you're seeing straight down.
Top-down, I already love it.
And you can only see what your character sees. So the whole screen's basically gray, except what your character can see, and that turns to color. And basically you're taking a group of thieves into buildings or banks and trying to rob them, and then get out. And it's fun because there's four players. You can do local or online play. It's available on XBLA or Steam, and you have eight different characters that you can play. You have a locksmith who can open things really fast, a pickpocket who has a pet monkey that kind of runs around and steals things for you. The cleaner who can knock people out, the mole who can dig holes through walls, the lookout who is, she can sense where the enemies are. You have the hot redhead who can seduce enemies, a hacker who can take over the security cameras and hack computers. And then you have a gentleman who can disguise himself. And basically you can mix and match those characters that you want on your team. And then your job is to break into these buildings and steal whatever you need. It's super easy to control. You basically control with just the thumbstick. And to open a door, for instance, you just walk up to it and push against it, and then there's a little timer that goes down. So there's not a lot of complicated controls in it. You just basically control it like you would Pac-Man. Which makes it really fun. There's also, a ton of, like, you can pick up a shotgun if you want to go in loud, smoke bombs, EMP if you want to knock out all the electricity in the building. There's just a ton of different ways you can tackle the heists in the game. And, it just makes it a ton of fun when you're playing with your friends or people who don't really know what they're doing, because you have like in any good heist movie, you have a plan for, like, okay, we're gonna run in, get the stuff and run out. And then, the next thing you know, everything's going to hell because someone hit the laser wire or something, and, you're all running like mad. So it's a hilarious game. I recommend everyone check it out.
Right. Cool. Sounds good, man. Jesse with his top five downloadable games.
That's right.
Cool. Sounds good, man. So, how you guys doing, DJ? Steve?
Doing good. I'm just wondering if we need to call an ambulance for DJ.
Oh, yeah. So, yep. If you're listening to this, we're still going live in the next episode. If you guys want to join us, look out for our social media post. But, we're still going, still rolling off track. And Jesse just gave us his top five downloadable games. Pretty good.
And, sir.
I guess to keep this going, Mrs. B actually, told me this story, and I wanted to share with you guys, and maybe you guys would like this, but a tourist in Australia, I guess she's from, Taiwan. She was walking by a pier, and she fell off the pier, because she was looking at her Facebook page.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
I guess DJ, can you hear us?
I see his computer shut down, and then his call dropped.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
All right. Cool, yeah. So this tourist, she's looking at her Facebook page, she fell off the pier, she floated maybe like 60 feet from the pier, and she waited for the police to come get her because she said that she couldn't swim, so she was just on her back floating. DJ.
Yo, sorry guys.
Oh, that's alright, it's cool. Steve, mic check.
Mic check.
Jesse.
Mic check.
Hey.
Okay, yeah, you're the one with the background noise.
I am?
Yeah. So.
There's no one else in here but me.
You might have, something interfering, like a device or something like that, that might need to be in airplane mode.
Gotcha.
Yeah, DJ, I just shared with these guys, tourist fell off a pier because she was browsing her Facebook page. You ever do that, DJ?
What's up, buddy?
Rio Grande? Looking at your Facebook page and you fall into the Rio Grande?
Oh, dude. I'm never, ever close to the Rio Grande, dude.
Have you ever seen those videos too, like at the mall, when people are looking at their phones and they fall into those little water fountain things?
Yeah, I've seen that, bro. I've seen that happen.
That's crazy, man. I wonder how you could pay so much attention to your phone and you just write something that's right in front of you and just fall in, right?
Me and my buddy were talking about, today actually when we're going to the gym. He's like, dude, you need to stop texting on your phone while you're driving, bro. And I was like, no worries, man. You could just tell me, bro. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not going to take it to heart. He's like, because you don't pay attention, bro. You're more attentive to your phone than you are to what's going on around the road. So I was like, man, you're right, bro. I need to stick my phone back in my pocket and just not pay attention to it. So he's kind of been, you know, get me on the straight and narrows with that, dude. So.
Oh yeah, you gotta start wearing those little silicone thumb rings where it says no texting.
Fuck no.
Have you ever seen those ones?
I don't know about that, bro. But you know what? I definitely am using the little earphones that came with my iPhone. So I guess that works. Just put my headphones in, and you know what I mean. I can answer the phone or whatever, and while I'm driving or whatever. So
yeah,
it works. Besides listening to music, because I can't listen to the radio.
Listen to some rap pod, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Or some, you know, just whatever I could find that's good in the library.
Yo. Would you say, Steve, last week? Yeah, I got a sickness, and the only cure is the rap pod?
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Steve, that's hell right, yeah. Buddy.
I got a fever, and the only cure is more rapa.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put that on. I'm gonna put that on one of the t-shirts. All right,
dude. Hashtag
that's
that.
Right.
Yes, sir. Hey, Jesse, would you buy a t-shirt that says that?
I don't know. I might get arrested. I think that's copyrighted.
What's copyrighted?
Really? That, because that's from Saturday Night Live.
Really? All right. Well, Jesse, hashtag buzzkill.
Just doing it the straight and narrow, man.
Oh, man.
He shut down the Wu-Tang. He shut down the Sting.
Yeah, dude, he put Wu-Tang in a corner.
My bad.
It's all right. We'll do something. We'll work around it.
Jesse, yeah. Have you ever seen Rescue 911?
No, I have not.
Oh, dude. God. That's like almost – that's – oh.
Dude, hashtag Rescue 911, bro.
Hashtag it.
I needed it a couple minutes ago.
So, hey, Mr. B, tell me more about this epic mountain trip. Did your son do like some big time tricks, or do you guys have any kind of epic stories off the mountain?
Epic stories. The biggest epic story is a epic fail where we didn't get to meet anybody because everybody was going up and down the mountain, and I guess everybody was passing each other because nobody couldn't recognize anybody's faces, and we couldn't get no cell signal, so nobody couldn't text anybody or post anything on social media.
Oh, damn.
Man, he was talking like that guy from the Micro Machines commercials. you remember those?
Yo, dude, what did I buy? I don't know, but it sounded really good. It sounded like a lot of stuff.
You know, that was the only thing. And my son, he did good. He was toward the end of the day, he got the hang of slowing down and stopping the board. So
that's good.
Yeah. So he but before that, he liked cruising down the bunny slope, and just when he wanted to stop, he would try and stop, but he would fall over. But he did like cruising down, and that's what he liked. And he did have fun. He didn't get discouraged, or he didn't get he kept his patience, and he did good. He had fun.
Well, that's awesome. What about Mrs. B? Did she get out there and rip it up?
No, she was just on the sidelines and watching him, and while he was being busy with the instructors, she was just on the sideline watching him, and I was going up and down the mountain. So
that's all good, man. Hometown support.
Yep, pretty good.
So, proud mama.
Yeah, hashtag proud mama.
That's right.
And, yeah, this week, they were saying that the mountains and around this area is going to be pretty dry. So I guess the only snow rain that they got was that Sunday evening. So I don't know if they got more this past week, but the weather reports was saying that most of this week was going to be dry.
Shitty.
So.
It looks like it's time to head to Denver then, bro.
head to Durango.
It looks like it's time to go to, Colorado.
weren't you just there for New Year's?
Oh yeah, it all, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna move up there, bro.
You better give us some time, bro. There might be some girls back in Denver wanting to put you on the Maury show.
The Maury show.
Nah.
Is he the one that does the
and, nah, you were behaving. I know you were.
And you're not the father, or you're the father. Is he the one that does that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, DJ.
Nah,
he was behaving.
I gotta keep it real, bro. You know, we was actually just doing the bro thing, you know what I mean? Like, it was definitely going up there and kicking it with the bros. Definitely shout out to, you know, my dudes, Dirty Little Thieves, because they showed us mad love, man. And they took care of us, you know, me and my boy Alan. You know, we kicked it with them. You know, we hung out, walked around downtown. It was a great time, dude. You know, we went and, you know, just did the bro thing, you know, just kind of just doing us, you know, so it was cool.
Hashtag bromance, right?
Yeah, hashtag the bromance.
Bromance. Yes,
the dirty little thieves. Those guys are certified booty bouncers.
Dude, definitely. I'll tell you what. It was badass, man. It was the time of my life.
They do more than come down into the crowd and shake your hands, right?
Oh, definitely, man. My dude jumped off the stage, bro. He was running around in the crowd taking pictures with people and just like while they were doing their gig. And it was so cool, man. Just have them doing that instead of just kind of, you know, just going up there and just kind of spinning music and disappearing. You know, they were interacting with everybody, and just everybody was so pumped, dude. It was a great time, man.
Cool.
And so for that, you know, we're going up there more. And I told him, I was like, bro, I promise you, I'm moving up here next year. So it's a for sure thing, man. You know, it's definitely what I want. It's definitely what my heart wants. And I definitely can, you know, excel in what I want to do there, you know?
Pretty good. Hashtag DJ's going to Denver.
Right?
Well, when you're up there, make sure and keep in contact with this new BlackBerry that they're coming out. They don't like the full touchscreen like these other smartphones. They're going back to the original, where half of the phone is a screen and the other half is a keyboard.
Is Ryan Seacrest behind that?
No more Ryan Seacrest on this. But they did give some early reviews of Ryan Seacrest's his keyboard.
Yeah, what they think.
And they said it was pretty good. It feels good and everything like that, but they don't know what they're going to do about that. See if BlackBerry's going to either shut them down or whatever. I don't know.
Hashtag bad ideas, bro.
Bad ideas. So BlackBerry, they're going back to, I guess you could say, their original phone style. Half of the phone is a screen and the other half is a keyboard.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's pretty good because there's still a lot of people that like the keyboard, and the keyboard is what makes BlackBerry, so.
Yeah.
It's about all they have going for them.
Yeah.
Hashtag dinosaur age.
Dinosaur age, you know. But I bet there's a lot of people out there that would like the keyboard. They're not really addicted to that smartphone big screen like these other people that fall into fountains and rivers.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's one of their, they could use as a positive, huh? BlackBerry won't let you fall into a fountain.
That's right.
Cool. Another story. T-Mobile says it now has the fastest LTE network in the U.S. They did some tests and they're doing about 17.8 megabits per second. And that's compared to AT&T's 14.7 and Verizon's 14.3. And that's kind of like an average over the U.S. of A. And they're doing the speed test on that app I was telling you about, a few episodes ago, DJ, that, speedtest.net.
Speedtest.net, yeah.
Yeah, everybody was doing their speed test on those, and that's how they came up with the average, and they're saying that T-Mobile's LTE beats out the others.
I'm not a fan of T-Mobile, bro.
No.
I used to have a Sidekick, and, that's why iPhone.
That was so dope, man.
Sidekick was dope.
If you had a Sidekick when they first came out, you were like a baller, bro.
I had the Sidekick LX, bro, which was pretty nice. You know what I mean? It was a couple more in. You know what I mean? I think it wasn't one of the first ones, but, you know, later down the road. And it was a nice phone, man. I really liked it, but the service was not good. I mean, but that's just for me, though, you know?
No, it was, you're right. It was not good. I left T-Mobile after the whole Sidekick era, and it was, but trust me when I say that when that thing came out and I was just starting to make a little coin, at the old job and was able to buy a Sidekick, baller status.
She was tits, right? You're like, oh, yeah.
Oh my God, that big old screen flipping right? It up. It was like, everybody was like, you got a computer in your hands, you know, and it was way before iPhones and shit, you know, and it was like, you were like way advanced. And you had access to some serious shit if you had a Sidekick, you know. And it was like, no, I really don't have access to a whole lot of serious shit. I mean, I could web surf a little bit, but even that's not even great.
Aside from the cool phone, the shit's not really that cool, you know. I mean, like, you know, it was good. You could get on the internet and cool shit like that, you know. But, like, you can only go so far. Now phones are computers in your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Way different.
Definitely.
Sidekick. Wasn't the first commercial like a cartoon? It's like a action type, like James Bond something.
That's right. You're right. You're right about that, Mr. V.
Yeah, I guess the only way I remember that is just like you said, it's like one of those like before those smartphones, like, oh, this phone is like a computer.
And then there was the Sidekick 2.
Sidekick 2.
And then they had like, you remember they had like a D-Wade model?
Shit, dude. All blinged out and shit.
It was like all white or something, like, and it had like D Wade's signature on the back or some shit.
Yes, sir. Did you guys hear about Sony's PlayStation Now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. 1 out of 3. What about you guys?
No.
No? Sony PlayStation Now, where you can, it's like a Netflix for gaming, only from Sony. So you stream games through Sony. And I guess they're going to be doing all the games that Sony's ever done from PlayStation 1 all the way up to PS3.
That's cool. This is separate from PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess yeah, PlayStation Plus, PlayStation Now, and one of the good things is plus to that is if you have a Vita, you can stream those games. So on your Vita, you can play PS1 games all the way up to PS3 games on your Vita.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And I think it's coming out this spring, so it's going to be pretty good. But I don't know how much it costs. So it's a Netflix for games, PlayStation.
Gonna make sure you have a ton of bandwidth too.
Yeah, you're gonna have like you gotta have a. I think they're saying you gotta have to have a minimum of I think it was five megs per second. So it won't accept anything lower than that, because you won't be able to. There'll be a bunch of lag when you're playing. So you're gonna have to have like a minimum of five.
Step your game up, nerds.
Step your game. Steve, do you know how fast your connection is?
Oh God, no. No. I know that before I moved into this house, about six months ago, I was doing 30 up, 30 down. But that's about as far as I know, as far as the connection speed went. I know that now I'm off of that and I'm on the Verizon Fios Quantum, which I have no idea what their quantum speed is, but they say it's the tits.
Quantum speed.
They say it's tits. I say sign me up. You know, connect everything in the house to it. I haven't had any problems, so I'm blazing.
Bro, if it's tits, you have to get signed up.
Bro, if it's tits,
you know what I mean?
If it's tits, DJ, you have to hashtag motorboat.
Oh shit.
You have to motorboat that internet connection.
The sweet spot, huh? Hashtag true story.
Don't make me rescue 911 you, because I will make I will have you choking here in a second.
You better call William Shatner, bro.
You'll be laughing so hard in a second you'll be choking, bro.
Oh, shit.
I'm holding back on you tonight because you almost died.
Real life Walter White sentenced on meth charges in Montana. There's a guy named Walter Jesus. Jack White.
That's a real deal, huh?
It's a real
deal. They're
taking
it. They're taking it to the streets, huh?
Yeah. They said he was.
go figure. Really? Are you serious, Mr. B? Are you serious? His name's got Walter White in it.
Yeah, his name is Walter Jack White.
Oh my God! Is he making blue meth?
Let me send you guys a story.
Let me ask you guys real quick, while we're kind of wrapping this up, how tired of this whole thing do you guys get, this whole Breaking Bad thing? Because I gotta tell you, if I were you guys, I'd be like, okay, yes, we're in Albuquerque, what else you got for us?
the thing that I would say bothers me more than the Breaking Bad thing, which is, you know, it's kind of cool, you know, it's a conversation piece, bro. You can talk to somebody, they're like, where are you from? Albuquerque. Oh shit. Blah, blah, blah. Breaking Bad. Something to kind of just kick off just spark interest in something. You know what I mean? Just kind of talk, just give a general conversation, you know, just peace, you know, but, it's the whole, is, New Mexico in the United States? Is that part of Mexico?
Yeah.
Yo, real? For real? Like, really? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I hear the same thing too. Like, is New Mexico in Mexico?
Yeah, is that part of the United States? You're like, bro, have you looked at a map lately?
Yep.
First of all, real life Walter White is straight up looking like a skeezer.
and, skeezer.
Second of all, no, DJ, he was not trying to peddle, blue meth. He just had, quotation marks, an extraordinary amount.
Oh, geez, this guy looks like a class act. Look at the mustache, bro. He's serious.
Those are handlebars, bro. That's no mustache.
That is a stash right there, bro. Those are bars.
32 and a half pounds.
Jesus Christ.
Said that his arrest resulted in multiple arrests in a series of storage unit break-ins. That could have been like an episode of Storage Wars. Somebody could have like bought that unit and been like, holy crap, a ton of meth.
There's 30 pounds of meth in here.
What am I going to do with this? And then the camera cuts. What do you mean, what are you going to do with this? We're about to bank.
Yep. So how you guys doing? Number 44.
Doing good. Always good to be here. Always fun. Hashtagging it up tonight. you know, the fun never ends on Rolling Off Track.
Just just look for more episodes coming. We always enjoy some guests and chiming in and talking about whatever. And just like last time, we got a little bit of tech talk, games, movies. So that's pretty good. And other than that, we kind of went off track, right?
That's right. Yes.
All right. Number 44 in the books, fellas.
All right.
Jesse, you still with us, buddy?
I'm here.
All right, buddy. You want to give out your social media where people can find you, where they want to look you up?
Sure. You can follow me on Twitter at Rocketeer.
Rocketeer. Did you get that from the movie?
Ever.
Where'd you get that name, buddy?
From the movie Rocketeer.
Nice.
Like, favorite of all time.
That's the first Iron Man, huh?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir. So, Twitter handle at Rocketeer.
Yes, sir.
All right, Steve, you want to pimp your social media?
That's right. You can find us. The Brew is at BrewPod on Twitter. That's at BrewPod.
BrewPod, yes, sir. And any new, just real quick, any new episodes coming out? Recent ones? When is coming out?
We've got one that should be coming out. It's in a hard edit phase right now. splitting tracks from that pesky call recorder, and it's episode 5. Cool to be a geek is what it's called, and nice. We're basically talking about how these days it's so cool to be a geek, and 10 or 20 years ago it wasn't so much cool to be a geek.
Oh,
bro,
nice!
I'm a fucking nerd for real.
You guys already recorded it?
We recorded it, but you know. Who knows? If editing tends to be such a nightmare, I might just call you guys up and we'll just re-record the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good topic right there.
Yeah, it was before we got a lockdown on the whole call recorder thing. So, you know, it was kind of testing phase type stuff. So the quality kind of hasn't been there, and I've been struggling with the editing.
All right, and we'll keep looking out for you on your post.
Appreciate it.
All right, DJ, what about you, buddy?
You know, the usual, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, housemixes.com, at DJ Problems, DJ Probl 3MZ, or DJ Problems Official. And, you guys can check out my mixes, check out what I do, some of the music I listen to and mix, and, you know, enjoy it. And I appreciate you guys. Hey, I almost got 420 followers, buddy. So, four more followers, and we'll drop this mix. We're going to hit 420. We're going to put one in the air for it.
Yeah.
Drop it.
We'll be waiting for that track, buddy.
All right, man. So, new mix coming soon. I just want four more followers. And, thanks to Jesse for coming online with us and sharing some stories and stuff like that. We really appreciate it, buddy. Much love.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. And at ROTPOD. Find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Links to these guys' social media and whatnot. And just find everything again at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Jesse, red or blue?
Blue.
DJ, turkey or pork?
Whoa, shit. Damn, that caught me off guard. dude, I love bacon, man. So
that's right. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
All right, Steve, Christmas or birthday?
Birthday.
All right, Steve. Yeah. Any last words?
Much love, Rolling Off Track, guys. Lots
Dude,
of fun.
We love you, bro.
Always tag it up. We love you.
Yeah.